We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Braves continue Grapefruit League play down in their new digs down in the Sarasota area. One guy who was scratched. Oh, by the way, Marcell Ozuna made his debut today. 0 for 3 with two strikeouts, I think, is what he had today. But anyway, one guy left out today, and you heard it in Caleb's update, was Freddie Freeman, who is having some aggravation, irritation in the surgically repaired elbow. Now, flash back in time to what? Mere a week ago, week and a half ago, and Freddie Freeman stood up in front of them. Oh, I feel better than ever. Oh, everything's great. Oh, no pain. I wish I'd felt like this for a long time. And now fast forward, you know what? less than 10 days? And now that same elbow is giving him irritation. So here's what I say about all of this, okay? Because as I've described many times about Freddie Freeman, it's much like with the Falcons. See, Matt Ryan is not the best player on the Atlanta Falcons roster, but he's the most important player on the Atlanta Falcons roster. I will put Freddie Freeman in that same category. Freddie Freeman is not the best player on the Braves roster. That's Ronald Acuña Jr., but he's the most important player. He's the heart and soul of the Braves. That number three hitter, that rock, that middle of the lineup guy, that clubhouse leader, the veteran presence, the guy who knows the culture, he's that guy. I think you would say he's the unquestioned leader of the Atlanta Braves. And maybe Nick Markakis falls into that group as well. But there's no doubt about it. Freddie's at the top of the food chain. Okay? With respect, you know, in the organization and everything else that goes along with it. And this may be a very minor bump in the road, and it's just a few days, whatever like that. But I will tell you this. Much like the way the Atlanta Falcons handle Julio Jones, the Atlanta Braves need to handle Freddie Freeman that same exact way. Now, I've come on these airwaves and had my issues and my problems and things like that, okay, with what the Braves have done, okay? Obviously, I'm not a fan of the Cole Hamels signing for $18 million, and I know he's beat up, banged up, and they're going to slowly bring him along. And I'll say this again, okay, and you can continue to bury your head in the sand and pretend like what I'm about to say isn't true, but it is. The Braves are not going to win or lose the World Series because of Cole Hamels. I don't care if they paid him $18 million, $60 million, $4, $1.12. The reason that they will win the World Series or not win the World Series has nothing to do with Cole Hamels. But it does have a tremendous amount to do with Freddie Freeman. And while I understand the theory of, well, you know, you want guys to play and get ready for, okay, as I've said 1,000 times, the Braves at worst are the second best team in the National League. That's their worst lot in life right now as we get into this. They're still the class of their division. They're still behind the Dodgers as far as who's most likely to win the World Series. There's a reason why they're still the number two betting favorite for most wins in the National League. And that's because of guys like Freddie Freeman. So, if the Braves have to shut him down or not use him, and that means he misses time at the start of the regular season, I don't care. I don't. Because what I don't want to hear, okay, is I don't want Snitker and Freeman and these guys to stand up in front of the media and tell me how great he feels, how what a blessing this is, how there's no pain and discomfort, and then a week later, he's sitting out because of the elbow. If he needs more time to rehab, rehab him. He's too vital and too key to mess around with, just to get him work, just to get him in baseball shape, just to get him ready for the regular season. I don't give a damn. They have enough talent to get through a month or two, really a month probably at most is what they would need, without Freddie Freeman. I'm not saying put him on the DL tomorrow, but if you need to start shutting him down, a la the way Julio Jones doesn't see a snap in the regular season, or in the preseason, I mean, the way Julio Jones takes zero snaps in exhibition play. If that's how you have to handle Freddie Freeman, okay, then that's how you have to handle Freddie Freeman. You can't mess around and hope for the best. Because, again, I don't want to be sold on, oh, I feel great, things are wonderful. And then a week later, oh, well, you know, I'm not in the lineup because I got irritation in my elbow that I just had surgically repaired. Like I said, maybe this is a minor thing. Maybe it's no big deal. I don't care. I'm still shutting him down. I don't care. You can't afford to mess around. Listen, you can fiddle fart around with Cole Hamels for 4 months if you have to. Okay? He starts, he doesn't. Who the hell cares? Because I'm telling you, if you think you're winning the World Series because you've got Cole Hamels, you don't know what you're doing. Got it? That's reality. But mess around with Freddie Freeman and you got a whole nother set of problems. And the fact that he's had to miss time, I don't care if he's had to miss one game because of irritation. Doesn't that tell you something? Because I'm not the one who stood up in front of the media to brag about how great I feel. He did that. They did that. Not me. Wasn't Chuck Reese standing up and saying, I hear Freddie Freeman's healthier than he's ever been. No. He stood up and said, I feel better than I've ever felt, and you know, all that stuff. And then here we are a week later, and they've barely played, and he's missing a game. Shut him down. It's okay. It's okay. Sometimes you have to protect guys from themselves. You do. That's just reality. You know, because we were told, too, at the end of the season, you know, we got one story during the playoffs. We got another story afterward. It went from, well, Freddie can play and he's gotten through it, to, oh, yeah, if we'd have won that game, he probably wouldn't have been able to play the next series. Well, wait a second. Whoa. That's not what we heard going. That's not what we heard when we're playing. Now, I understand there's some gamesmanship there. I get that. I'm not naive. I understand that. But there's no reason to have gamesmanship right now. Jiminy Christmas, it's the Grapefruit League, for God's sakes. You're in Sarasota, Florida, to play golf and, you know, whack around a few balls. And like I said, if you think he's got an irritation that's going to keep him out for a couple of days, sit him for 2 weeks. Well, that's extreme. I don't give a damn. He's my most important player. You won't win the World Series without Freddie Freeman. You won't get to what your ultimate goal is without him. Without the most important guy in his prime, the leader of that team. He's the leader of that team. Argue that all you want, there's no argument to be had. Acuña, again, is the best player that they have. He's the most talented player that they have. But much like the quarterback, Freddie Freeman is the quarterback of the Atlanta Braves. And if I'm Snitker, and I'm Double A, and I'm Terry McGuirk, and I'm everybody in that organization, man, I will slow go this, no matter what that means. If that means he misses time in the regular season, whatever it takes to get him healthy. But I don't need gamesmanship of, well, you know, I've never felt better and my elbow's fantastic and it's all great. Just for a week later to, we're missing a game already. Huh? Ain't even played. What have they played? Three games? Literally. Like, what have they played? Three games? Well, you know, it may not be a big deal. Yeah, I agree with you. It may not be a big deal. You know how I'm going to make sure it's not a big deal? I just won't play him. I just won't risk it at all. I'd rather have, you know how I know he can't get worse? He doesn't play. Well, how's he going to get ready for the regular season? Because he's what, a 10-year veteran? Yeah, who's one of the 15 best players in all of Major League Baseball, right? He just finished at 15th on the top 100 players in Major League Baseball. I think he'll figure it out. I think he'll be okay. So if I'm the Atlanta Braves, I'm taking a page out of the Atlanta Falcons playbook, and I'm treating Freddie Freeman the same way that I treat Julio Jones. Yeah, you know what? He'll figure it out when we get to the regular season. Yeah, maybe he starts off a little bit slow. Who cares? I'll take his slow start because I know what kind of player Freddie Freeman is. I know how great he is. You know, he's no longer that, oh, he's the most underrated guy in baseball. He's not anymore. Not when you're the fifth, not when you just got voted the 15th best player in Major League Baseball. He's not underrated anymore. Everybody knows how great Freddie Freeman is. The most underrated player, by the way, in baseball is the guy that's about, what, 45 feet to his right. That's the guy who's the most underrated player in baseball, is the guy that when he looks to the right and he sees that guy who hits in about five different spots in the lineup and produces everywhere he goes and just stays under the radar, that's the guy. Freddie's not there anymore. Freddie's a star. He's a legitimate star in Major League Baseball. You know, you don't finish 15th in the top 100 list and be underrated anymore. Everybody's got him figured out. Everybody knows how great Freeman is. Shut him down if you have to. I don't care if it's 3 days. I don't care if it's a week. I don't care if it's a month. Overreact. It's okay. He's too important.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.